What is a spiritual makeover? Where God totally transforms the heart of an individual through his word. Then he takes the old heart and makes it brand new again. So what's important is that being healthy completes you as your body relaxes, your soul feels renewed, and your attitude toward others help you take the wall down. So I had 5 steps to a spiritual makeover that helped me. First step is that I had to see the need for change. And that was in my everyday thought process. You have to want to change. Find encouragement. That means having positive people doing positive things and going in positive places. Start my positive outcome. Pray for large comfort zone. That means do new comfort zone somewhere new. Love the ones that show me love and understand it. I had to be around people that show love and show understanding more than showing judgment. Next, I had warm up with faith muscles. That means starting myself on a path of knowing the Lord, getting myself in the church, being around people that instead of saying ugly things to me or being ugly to me, getting around people that actually are walking the walk and talking the talk and not playing in a daily walk. Get moving. Put your life in order. Take your life back. Take your life from misery, heartache, pain, no understanding. Put your life in order. See, let the journey begin to taking your life back. I'm going to give you a few things that may be able to help somebody with taking their life back in their daily walk. Because you have to relinquish completely all ties with past hurt. Anything that has hurt you, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. Disappointments. People that have disappointed you. Things that have disappointed you. The way people act that has disappointed you and embarrassed you. You have to let that go. And all negative experiences that has happened to you, they are in the past. You looking for to moving forward and doing new things, meeting great people and doing things that you need to be doing in the community as well as on your job and at home. You have to do positive things and let negative things go. The next is do not resist change. If you say you want to change for the better and change for you. Don't change for nobody, but change for you. You have to accept it and realize that your pain has to be your purpose. You push through pain to make it your purpose, to be able to move through and maneuver through life the way you want it to. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks all the doors in your life. It is the thing that releases freedom and inner peace. In your spiritual walk and learning how to love yourself, in your spiritual walk and your journey of getting to know who you are, in your spiritual walk with needs that's being met, in your spiritual walk, you need to understand that your life is your destiny. and you hold the key to everything that you want to do. You hold the key. So that being said, you have to be the one to change the way you are and what you're trying to do on your new journey.